Hi, what I want to do now is to prove to you that the producer of the documentary called Fitna, Geert Wilders, abused the ignorance of his audience of the Arabic language, and he manipulated the translation of the Quran in order to mislead them. To prove this, I want to rely on logic and evidence. I want not to appeal to emotions, but rather to your sense of sound logic. I want the statements that I make and the talk that I will give to be justified on the basis of sound logic. Wilders tried to inject to the mind of his audience his own convoluted misinformation about Islam while pretending to be saying the truth. In the beginning of his documentary, he used a verse from the Quran in chapter number 8. It's verse number 60. And he tried to make it look like promoting terrorism by playing in the background the 9/11 horrific scenes, making use of the words strike terror in the hearts of the enemies. The verse says, prepare for them whatever force and cavalry you are able of gathering to strike terror in the hearts of the enemies of Allah and your enemies and other besides them whom you do not know but whom Allah does know. But you know what? This is how the Arabic-speaking audience heard the verse, but not how he put the translation in subtitles, whether in Dutch or in English. Because Wilders in this movie is playing his game with the on-off switch in his hand, the on-off switch of the subtitles. He switches on the translation at a certain point and he switches it off at another point in a way that serves his meaning, in a way that makes the verse sound completely different, give another meaning from its main meaning or its original meaning. If we reflect upon the meanings of this verse, we will find that it is telling Muslims how to avoid war, not how to go to war. It's telling Muslims simply have strong armies so that your enemies who are planning to attack you won't be doing that, so that they may think more than once before they attack you. Like that, we can save blood. Like that, we will avoid shedding the blood. How can someone fight people whom he doesn't know? The verse tells Muslims, prepare for them whatever force that you can prepare for them to strike terror in the hearts of the enemies of Allah and your enemies and others that you do not know. Allah knows. How can the Quran tell Muslims to go and fight people whom they don't know? So it is to deter the enemies of the Muslims from attacking them. But this is not how he brought the verse to the screen in subtitles. He just brought it like that. Prepare for them whatever force and cavalry you are able of gathering to strike terror in the hearts of the enemies of Allah and your enemies. And he switched off the translation here. At this point, he did not bring the rest of the verse. He also used another verse, which is in chapter number 47, verse number 4. And he also did the cut and paste game with this verse, using bits and pieces from it to make it look like it is encouraging Muslims to kill and to behead people. And he followed the verse with the scene of a British civilian called Kenneth Bigley getting himself beheaded in Iraq. And by the way, his beheading was condemned by all Muslim scholars and organizations, including the Muslim Council of Britain. But of course, this is something that he never brought in this movie. The verse says, "So when you meet in battle those who disbelieve, then smite the necks until when you have overcome them, then make them prisoners, and afterwards either set them free as a favor or let them ransom themselves until the war terminates." But of course, he did not bring it like that. This is only how Arabic speaking audience heard the verse. He switched on the translation in the subtitles like that. "So when you meet those who disbelieve," and he did not bring the word "in battle," "then smite the necks until when you have overcome them, then make them prisoners." And then he switched off the translation quickly before the verse continues saying, "And afterwards either set them free as a favor or let them ransom themselves." The verse is limiting the ways of dealing with the prisoners of war to two ways only: either out of generosity, freeing them, or ransoming them, exchanging them with our POWs, with our prisoners of war. If we don't have prisoners of war, then even ransom them with money so that you can compensate the expenses of war. But he switched it off like that, and he just mentioned "smite at their necks," followed by the scene of the man getting himself beheaded. It's as if the verse is saying, "Smite the necks of people everywhere you see them." But actually, the verse ends like that: "until the war terminates." So that's in war. But the way he presented the verse was like that: "So when you meet the when you meet those who disbelieve, then smite the necks until you have overcome them, then make them prisoners." As if the Quran is telling people, or telling Muslims, to cut the necks of the non-Muslims when they meet them in the supermarket or something. No. And by the way, I would like to say also that Muslims can also do the same. Muslims can also bring videos for slain Muslim children in Iraq after air raids, or in Afghanistan after the air raids, and play it with the background, a verse from the Bible, like that one in Matthew 10:34-36, where Jesus says, "Think not that I have come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I have come to put a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man will be hated by those in his house." But Muslims never do that. Why? Because Muslims know how to deal with the scriptures. Holy scriptures should be dealt with from cover to cover. The problem with Wilders is that in his documentary called Fitna, he did not deal with any verse from the Quran from its beginning to its end. Muslims can also bring some videos for slain Bosnian Muslims and play it with the background, a verse in Luke, in the Bible. In Luke 19:27, where Jesus says, "Bring my enemies and slay them at my feet." But Muslims never do that because it's childish to do that, because it's misleading to do that. Holy scriptures should be dealt with within its context, from cover to cover. The problem here is that Wilders dealt with the verses of the Quran unfairly. He manipulated the translation in a way that gives a different meaning.